Make some noise if you love hip hop. And you're like, I don't know, the state is a little, you know, shaky right now. It's a little shaky right now. Make some noise if you love what these rap artists are doing hip hop. Good answer. Y'all look good. Good, that's what's up. Inspired by my son. During any 30 to 90 minutes of uninterrupted music, hip-hop tells you that most rap stars have a mistress and a wife. And if you act right, you'll be rewarded with exotic trips and a neck full of ice. Murder is a way to solve all your problems, and you can change your living condition by robbing someone you think materialistically is in a better position. And as soon as you pull the trigger, your street credibility gets bigger. Now here comes the hose of the cash flow. I couldn't take it. I changed the station, and sitting next to me was the reason. As soon as I put in a common CD, my son asked me why didn't I rap. His reasons were, I'd make more money, black people only watch BET, football, and basketball, and nobody listens to poetry. I told him when I decided to speak, it was at the same time I decided to teach. So I took on one of the world's greatest tragedies to conduct my life as a leader, to touch the minds of a people when society said they couldn't reach them. And I've yet to see any of these overnight ad water instant rap stars flossing in their 60K Escalade, stopping at any major intersections, giving the homeless with the police help feed me signs any spare change. Probably because the record reps haven't come with the check yet, the advance is dwindling, and saving every penny will help keep the 22 spinning. Anxious to see how his record sales or fails next Tuesday, and as their ice flashes while they laugh and walk past, people that hold their entire life in a brown paper bag beg me not to leave them. Before they were stars, they went from rocking rubber bands on their wrist to $10,000 in their grit. And if you ask me, drooling between all those rotten teeth is the only way they get to spit. And at least three hip-hop chicks the industry deems credible wants us to be intimidated by their bankrolls, when the only way they sell records is by making their backs roll, when poets spend nights talking with women addicted to crack with their bellies swole. Intimidated? I doubt it. You can have all the money in the world and spend it at all the Gucci shops in Melrose, but when he won't take you out unless you wear the outfit from the video, you find yourself slowly losing hope and your soul goes broke. Do you know how many trips to the grocery store a family can make with the stones hip-hop stole from Sierra Leone? Bring a necklace around to Baltimore and we'll show you. At night, we pay homage to African children that died hungry. During the day, we raise money, food, and clothes for our shelters in downtown missions. So while the Burberry's rot in February, we'll be rocking dashikis that last for centuries. And to those rap artists claiming to be gangsters for a purpose, we know they're more nervous than a bigot in church service. Some of VA's best warriors haven't sold just rap stars. I'm warning y'all, y'all better ask Nat Turner about what it's like to creep a night and carry his burner. But hip-hop, keep confessing your crimes on Viacom. Keep measuring your dreams on triple beams. Poets will practice making love nightly to plant seeds for a new breed of revolutionaries. And training our babies to our drive-by, our simplest line by the corner store Sunday night on the way to the hottest poetry spot. And I can get seven brothers who've never seen me before put their fists in the sky while I'm ready to die. But with it for me, the children will survive. And each night we ask God and she'll keep them safe and alive, so we can conduct one more workshop to help channel the anger from his separation anxiety and show him he extends his life each time he puts down the Glock 9 with the infrared tracking light and picks up his mind to write. Because the only job I know that's ruling anything around here doesn't waste millions of making videos in Miami. So tell us, rap star, Mr. Won't Get With a Chick Unless She Can Swallow Your Dick. Mrs. After Flash My Ass and Steal Your Man and Fuck Him in the Back of My Rented for the Video Car. Tell us, rap star, who's got more effect? Your new hip hop project, the project is the only way we can connect, or the poets project in the project to project black people? Because how soon you forget, poets are gonna start taking your place in heavy rotation, and you better believe the countdown is going to be different.
One! One!